The U.S. Justice Department has until next week to release an affidavit of the search warrant into Donald Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago. A judge in Florida said the government must prepare to make a redacted copy of the document public. The Justice Department argued the information in the affidavit is so sensitive that releasing the document would jeopardize the investigation into the former president's handling of classified documents. The DOJ says it may also put FBI agents at risk. Joining us now to talk about this is Jill Winebanks. She's co-host of the podcast Sisters in Law and a former Watergate prosecutor. Hi, Jill.
Thank you.
So Justice Department officials argued in court that releasing this affidavit would cause significant and irreparable damage to the investigation and would, quote, serve as a roadmap to the ongoing criminal investigation. And yet the judge is allowing the release of the affidavit. Do you think that's unusual?
It's not unusual at a later date. It's unusual to have it done now, but he's not allowing it to be released until it is redacted so that the important things will be taken out that might hurt the future of the investigation. Now, it's up to the judge and ultimately to the judges who appoint the magistrate who's ruling on this to determine what parts of the redaction will be allowed.
Although they have said, just people from the Justice Department have said that would mean most of it would be redacted. What is in an affidavit for a search warrant? What might be in one that involved national security documents?
It will specify, first of all, the sources of information to establish probable cause to get the warrant. So that would identify to the judge and not intended for the person who is being searched or the American public, who those people are. Knowing their names could hurt them, as we've seen in the past. We've already had an attack on an FBI office. We've had the names of the agents who executed the warrant improperly released by Donald Trump because he saw that on the warrant, and it shouldn't have been released because based on the threats to agents that have happened, that puts them in jeopardy. So we would see all the details of the evidence that was put forward. You'd have informant number one said, I saw this document. Number two said, I heard the following from the president, whatever the information is. And that's information that could interfere with the ongoing investigation.
When you say it could interfere with the ongoing investigation, what does that mean? Knowing which documents they are, how does that impede the investigation itself?
Well, not knowing which documents. We've already identified the documents because you have the attached inventory. Everything that was taken from the residence of Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago is listed in at least generic terms so that it says, for example, a set of documents marked top secret, sensitive, compartmented information. That is listed. So we know. Now, do we know what's in that specific document? We don't, because it's highly classified and we shouldn't know what it is. It wouldn't be released. We know that there was a leather-bound box. We know certain things that were taken. And that's all that we need to know in terms of the fact that the warrant said we're investigating crimes like espionage and mishandling of classified documents and improper removal of government property. And it's proved that they were correct in what they were investigating because they removed top secret classified documents from that residence. So whatever information they had proved to be correct.
So major news organizations like the Associated Press, the New York Times, CBS, CNN, others have argued for the release of the affidavit. And Trump has himself has called for the FBI to release it, but he did not have a representative in court making that case. Is that significant?
That is very significant. It sort of puts the lie to his desire to have it actually released. If he really wanted it released, he would have had his lawyer in there arguing for the release. But he must know how damaging the information that's in there is because he knows what he had in there. And so he's not really pushing for it. This allows him to control the narrative and make an argument that I'm not trying to hide anything. It's the government who's trying to hide something. Well, the government is trying to hide classified information that he should have been protecting and wasn't, because he put it in an insecure place where a lot of people could have had access to it and endangered our security. It's classified top secret when its release would cause grave damage to our national security. So that's why that is significant. And his lawyer not actually participating in the argument. And I think the freedom, I believe in freedom of the press from the bottom of my soul. And of course, I too want to know what's in it, but I do not want to risk the future of this investigation or the lives of anybody who has been cooperating or who might want to cooperate, but fears doing so because their name might be revealed and they could be subjected to political or physical violence. Yeah.
Jill Wine-Banks is a former Watergate prosecutor and co-host of the podcast Sisters in Law. Jill, thank you.
Thank you.